So then it's Matthew 1, verse 21. That's Mary shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. We're not ashamed in this church to talk about being saved. Some people don't like to hear that sort of language, but the Bible talks about it. And it says that Jesus is the Saviour. So we must talk about being saved. And Jesus shall save his people from their sins. Now, all the things that will go on this Christmas, they will be very enjoyable to do until we've eaten too much, or till we can't remember which toys we've got to play with next, because there are so many of them. But the thing which is most likely to get forgotten is why we do this. What is it about Jesus that makes us want to do this every year? We would miss Christmas. But do we know what it's for and why? And this verse tells us. This verse was told, first of all, to Joseph so that he could tell Mary, his wife, what God had said. And God had said, call his name Jesus. That actually means Saviour. Call his name Saviour. Call his name Jesus. The reason he'd been born, and the reason he's coming, is that he shall save his people from their sins. To be saved means to be rescued. I've only once had to be rescued from the sea, and that's more than often enough. And I suppose you could say then, I was saved out of the sea. I got caught by what we call a riptide, and somebody saw me waving. I was quite all right where I was, but I knew I couldn't get back. So I sort of waved, and the lifeguard or whoever it was saw me and came and soon got me over the bit that was too much for me. But I suppose if I'd left it too late to wave, I might not have had the strength to lift my arm, or they might not have seen me, and I might not have been able to be rescued. But I was rescued. And that's what the word saved means. Maybe it helps us to understand. Jesus has come to save people from their sins. Now, none of us needs convincing, probably, that we do things wrong. Probably the problem with most of us is we'd admit it to ourselves, but no further. And maybe we'd admit it to one or two others that we're not as good as we ought to be. But the idea of admitting it to God and repenting of it is a bit much. But first of all, just remember that Jesus was born and grew up to become a man in order to save people from their sins. If we were to say that we haven't got any sins, there's nothing that Jesus can do for us. Jesus once said to people, and I'm sure you know the answer, does the doctor come to the people who are well, or does he come to the people who are ill? Well, you know the answer to that. The doctor comes to the people who are ill. Of course he does. So the Saviour comes to sinners. Unfortunately, our doctors don't know always when I'm ill, unless I get in touch with them. They've no means of knowing that I'm ill. And while God knows everything, he does expect those who are sinners, who are not well in that way, to come to the Lord Jesus to deal with their sins. Now, sins are things that are wrong with us. Some people have a bad temper. Some people don't tell the truth. Some people pinch things. Some people don't control themselves through temper or various things that they think about and do. But these are all things that are wrong. And you know, when God looks at us all, he says, there's nobody that hasn't sinned. That means that everybody needs the Saviour, Jesus, to make them better from their sins. Now, if you are made better, you hope you don't get it again. Doesn't matter what it was, but you hope. I once had E. coli food poisoning, and it made me dreadfully, dreadfully ill. And I never wanted to have that again. If we know that we are sinners and have done things wrong, and we want Jesus to help us, we must know that really, when he's made us better, we don't want ever to have that happen to us again. We don't want to do those things again. God is perfect. Jesus is perfect. And when he became a human being, he never did sin. And the Bible says that he is the only person ever to have pleased God by his life. All the time. We don't please God all the time. If we're not on his side, maybe we don't please him any of the time. But Jesus always pleased God. But he came to be a human being, as well as to being God, in order to bear the punishment that God had said that every sinner must have, that he must die, and that after death he'll be put away from where God lives, put away from the presence of God. And the only way that can be changed is by the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, there's nobody else can do it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. But when Jesus died on the cross, he gave his life and shed his blood as a sacrifice to please God, to make up to God for the sins of all those who would believe in him, the sins of those who are his people. He died to save his people from their sins. Now, let's suppose I think of any of my sins, and I know that I'm very sad that I'm like what I'm like. And I come to the Lord Jesus and I say to him in prayer, I don't deserve your help, but I love your help and I need your help. Would you blot out my sins? Not just forgive me, but blot them out so that God will not see them there anymore. And Jesus, when he knows that we mean what we say, will say, our sins are forgiven. That means that God will see us as believing in Jesus, what he did at his death, and accept us because of him. And that way, our sins are forgiven. What happens is we'll be so pleased that he did it that we want to please him all the time. But we can't try and please him without being forgiven, because we'll never succeed in doing that. First of all, we've got to come to him and be sorry and know that he forgives our sins and be glad that he does. Then we'll be so grateful. We'll live our lives as best we can to please him. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, Saviour, for he shall save his people from their sins. We're not his people till we come to him repenting. We belong to Adam. We're going to do all the things that we like to do by nature until we repent and turn to the Saviour. But when he forgives us, we belong not to Adam anymore, not to our old nature, but to the Lord Jesus and to his Father. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Since that day, and even before, millions of people had been saved. But what's important for us is, are we? And we're going to sing now number two. Number two.